Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Colder temperatures and winter coming soon to Nebraska means crop producers should start the process of winterizing their irrigation equipment. Nebraska Extension educator Steve Melvin talks about what crop producers should keep in mind in order to protect and save their equipment from the freezing cold.
Well, most important thing, first off, is just to make sure the water is drained out of everything. And even at this date, probably most of the state hasn't frozen hard enough to break something, a big pipe or whatever, that might still have some water in it. So if you haven't went out and checked to make sure that everything's drained out, that's certainly the first thing to do. Also check the water, if there's any water in any of the gearboxes, and drain that out and refill them with oil. You know, the best place always to go for any of that kind of maintenance stuff is to operator's manual. Pivots are different between manufacturers and even between, different series of pivots. But those are the main things that we want to make sure that we take care of. Another thing that's always kind of important to think about is a direction to park the pivot, you know, for field work this winter or this next summer, spring when you get out there. Also, you know, I always get asked about, okay, so which direction do I park it so the wind doesn't blow it over? And well, I've seen pivots get blown over, you know, no matter which direction they're parked. But it seems to me over the years that maybe if they're parked to the southeast, they're a little less likely, but there's no guarantees on that. Also, cable theft is something to think about. If, you know, some guys like to park them pointed towards the road because it's a little more obvious if somebody was out there, you know, maybe with somebody driving by or whatever. So certainly that's a thing to consider. The irrigation engine, if it's a diesel engine or something out there, you want to make sure that it's ready for the winter. If you don't put coolant in the radiator in the summer, you sort of want to get that drained out. And it's always better if you can take them off and bring them and put them inside for the winter. So, you know, several things to think about and do if you have a chance to get it done. That sometimes get overlooked. There's a stone trap out on the end of the most pivots. And sometimes guys forget to get up there and take it off and drain the water out of it. It doesn't automatically drain. And so sometimes they'll freeze hard enough to break them, and you got to replace them if you don't drain them. You know, there's some tracks that are created in some fields. You know, it's kind of related to how wet you keep the field. You know, if you run the pivot around a lot and you're kind of over irrigating, or if you've got a really wet area in the field, is where they tend to be the deepest. The fewer times you run it around, you know, the smaller they're going to be. And a no-till field where you're not disking the tracks back in are sometimes important to go around and close those. Maybe not every year, but take a look at them. Maybe not the entire field, maybe just some sections where it tends to be wetter. You know, one thing that I always encourage guys to do, particularly with the electric pivots, is make sure you turn the power off out in the field. You know, having a pivot start up and pump water in January when it's 10 below zero is a bad situation. I've seen it happen. You know, it ices up the out end of the pivot pretty quickly and it'll usually tear down some of the towers and break things. So you've got a big repair bill on it. And you know, you say, well, that could never happen. Well, you know, sometimes weird things happen. You know, the grandkids are playing with your smartphone. It's got the app to automatically start the pivot. Or maybe there's some guys out driving around, you know, maybe not looking for trouble, but ended up finding some and just happened to randomly start them. That's where I've seen it, is just people that are out, you know, looking, driving around too late at night and getting trouble starting a pivot or something. So always be sure and turn those off. Another thing I think with security this year, particularly with the prices, you know, if there's some fertilizer left out there in a tank that you were chemigating with, or maybe there's some diesel in the tank out there, you may want to think about doing something to try to secure that, either bring it into to the farmyard or put some locks on things or something.
Today's program was a portion taken from an upcoming Market Journal program offered by UNL. To see the entire interview, make sure to watch Market Journal on Nebraska Public Media every Saturday at 7 a.m. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.